Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina Mara. Well, on Thursday, I gave this lady a buzz, and as always, she was in great form. Lyra, we're delighted to have you. How are you?
I'm absolutely petrified, excited, nervous, exhilarated, all of the above.
Really? It's been a bit of a week for you.
Oh, it's been a bit of a week, girl. Oh my God, I literally feel sick.com. Somebody just rescue me. Yeah, it's been a very big week, something I've waited for probably my entire life, and I can't believe Lyra's actually out.
I know.
It's weird.
So your debut album, it's funny that this is only the debut album, because I feel like we've been talking to you loads, but this is the debut album. Yeah.
I know, it's so random. People are like, girl, is this your first album? Have you secretly like bought something else out? I know, I suppose, you know, I've had a lot of ups and downs in the career, and, you know, finding myself and then losing myself, coming back to look after my nan, and then, you know, getting into a team that were trying to change me so much it just was never going to work. So then I had to leave that, and then COVID hit. Mm. And then I had the year after that where I tried to get myself back out so people would, you know, build a relationship with me again. And now she's here. So it's been a long road, a very hard road. But I tell you something, I am so happy that it's here.
I always say to you, Lyra, about the fashion, there is absolutely zero chance of you using a 10 kilo cabin bag when you're flying anywhere. You are checking in, aren't you?
I am checking in. And I'm literally, the last time I came back, I wore two jackets, two trousers, about five tops. Like, there's not enough check-in for me.
Because those outfits, they're big, aren't they? How do they fit in the suitcases?
Yeah, they are so, so big. Like, I'm very lucky that in a way that I do work with a designer from Cork, Phoenix B. So I'm like, look, we'll just leave it there. And then when I come back, I'll come and collect them. Because some of them, like the one I wore in the Late Late Show, you're not putting her in a suitcase. Like, I'd have to pretend I was getting married and put it in a bridal bag and just bring her over and be like, yeah, I'm getting married, put a fake diamond on me and just go with it, because she's not getting squashed with Ryanair.
Because I'm just thinking, there's no washing. How do you wash those outfits? There's no washing.
No washing. My mum's attic is absolutely diabolical up there. I wouldn't go up if I were you. Yeah. They're all just hanging up there.
All the Lyras. You mentioned there about how, you know, at the start you had to change things around because as you mentioned on the Late Late, people at the start of the career were saying you need to change who you are, which, I mean, the reason we love having you on is because you're such gas crack and you're not trying to be something you're not. You light up any room when you walk in. What was this about making you, trying to get you to talk differently? Did they not like the Cork accent, or what was the issue there?
Yeah, I think they were just like, we don't think anyone's going to really be able to understand you. And they wanted me to have this like mysterious element to myself. I don't know what they were trying to do, to be quite honest with you. It obviously was like maybe a model that they had in mind that they wanted to slot me into the box.
Yeah.
Like weirdo Barbie or something. I'm not sure. I am weird Barbie, but you know what?
Yeah. It sounds like they want you to be zero crack. Because I know
0.0.
Now, come here. I know they call you the Beyonce of Bandon. And Beyonce is an incredible performer. But I have to say, she wouldn't be the crack. Do you know the kind of way in the interview? So that's what kind of sets you apart, I think. And that she can lose weight.
Well, that's one thing I've up on Beyonce's soul. So that's absolutely fantastic. Love her.
But come here, the cheek them lose weight. She does not a pick on you as it is.
No, what was wrong with them? Like, what do they want me to do? Disappear on stage? Turn to musician, turn around. Here I am, now I'm gone. I know, I was like, are you serious, lads? Like, I love a bacon sandwich, mate. I love my food. I just had a double cheeseburger there from McDonald's. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
I love the food. It was never going to work out that way for me.
They told me
at one point, they were like, whenever you're hungry, just eat a boiled egg. I was like, a boiled egg? Are you serious? I'd be honking out the trains. It wasn't going to happen. And you don't get an arse like that on a boiled egg either, so that's it, I'm out.
Afraid of farting on the train, you're so funny. It's a really exciting time, so I'm assuming that, you know, the family are keeping all the press clippings and they're probably listening to you on the radio now as well, going, there she is on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Yeah.
And like, you're on the back of a bus and everything now, aren't you?
I know, I'm all over the buses. Me and my dad actually went and drove around Cork today to see all the billboards, and it was a really nice moment to share with him. And my mum's actually out in Spain. I was like, you know, I'm releasing an album that week. She's like, yeah, I'm going to Spain. I was like, okay, see you, mum. Bye then. I was like, I'm listening to Lyra the album on the beach. I was like, sure, at least you're doing that anyway.
I can't believe your mum went off to Spain and your big week.
Here she goes, Gone with the Wind, girl. Look, as long as she's on that beach there now trying to sell some CDs or something, I don't mind. I'm like, keep going, Annie. Keep going, girl.
The lucky, lucky man will have her evicted.
Oh, we love the lucky, lucky. My YHL bag is still going.
Well, look, Lyra, lovely to have the quick chat with you. I know you're up to your eyes because it's a bit of a busy week with the release of your debut album.
And we have a big fight ahead of us. We are trying to battle off Beyonce to be the Irish number one album. So I'm having an extra big week, not only with the album around, but trying to keep the Cowboys at bay. And, you know, it'll be the first time in 15 years that a female solo artist will have got a number one Irish album. It's a big week, so I'm going to keep going. I'm a fighter.
Good woman.
I'm taking this long. I'm not going to stop now.
The Beyonce of Bandon. Go out and support her. Talk soon.
Talk soon.
Bye-bye. Bye, love. Now, can I just update you? We were hoping there that Lyra was going to go in at number one in the Irish charts with her debut album. There was pretty stiff competition because Beyonce also has an album out. Well, can I tell you, the Beyonce of Bandon has beaten her. She has gone in at number one with her debut album on the official Irish charts in Ireland. The album was called Lyra. And you know, she is an absolute legend. So well done to Lyra, and it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.